Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Monica McNutt, Israel Gutierrez, Sarah Spain, Bill Plaschke. The Buffalo Bills and whether it'll be Josh Allen or Case Keenum. For the most part, the offense doesn't change? Wow, okay. Also, in Germany, Tom Brady versus Geno Smith. And in celebration, Baker Mayfield versus a helmet. Let's go! Don't do that. I appreciate him wanting to be a good teammate. And I mean, that's admirable as a backup. He's that invested. Don't do that. Marquee matchup of the week for the NFL. Vikings at Bills. Josh Allen out of practice all week. Was at practice, just not practicing. Sean McDermott has moved the timeline, though. No longer day-to-day. McDermott today said he's hour to hour. Whatever that means. If he can't go, it'll be Case Keenum. And yes, wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. For the most part, the offense doesn't change. He said it. Okay, we'll see. If the Bills lose, they could be out of first place. They could fall to the sixth seed in the conference. And don't short shrift Minnesota here. They might wrap up the division by Thanksgiving. What a win or a loss might mean for them. Sarah Spain, around the horn to you. Does Buffalo need Josh Allen to win this week?
This week, I say yes, and only because of the injuries to the defense. I am not sold on this Vikings team. I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins, no matter how shirtless and bejeweled he is. But with this defense messed up, and the offense having to rely on Case Keenum. Now, the offensive game plan might change, not that much, but the results of those plays will without Josh Allen, who is such a massive percentage of what they do with his legs, especially when that run game is so inconsistent. I think they'll run a lot of play action. Vikings haven't been great with that. I just don't think Case is going to be able to pull it off the way Josh would. And if the defense was healthy, I would still believe in the Bills, but not with all the banged up defense.
Bill Plaschke, do the Bills need Josh Allen this week to win?
I think we can all agree on this. All together now, it's over. They have no shot to win without
Bill.
Josh Allen.
This game is over.
Bill, no one's saying no shot. No one's do it. Say it for yourself.
No, you should be saying no shot because he's 82% of the yardage, 92% of the touchdowns he's involved in. He's the most valuable player in the league. He's the most impactful player in the league. He runs that offense. He runs that team. They have no running game. Minnesota's won 6 straight one-score games. They're used to winning close games. Case Keenum's a nice guy, a nice fill-in. He doesn't come close to imitating what Josh Allen does. If Josh Allen doesn't play, this game is over.
Monica McNutt.
He had no chance.
Please, the floor is yours.
My God.
I know. He's
all right, first, Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs have the chance to team up against their old team. Definitely a little revenge factor there that makes us intriguing. And to your 6 games, 1 score wins, do you realize that the only team that was over 500 over that run was the Dolphins? So it's not like the Vikings are blowing good teams or are beating good teams by close margin. They're lingering and flirting around with bad teams. Like, no. But Buffalo absolutely has a chance, and plus, they're at home.
The offensive game plan doesn't change, though, whether it's Case Keenum or Josh Allen. You heard Isaiah McKenzie say that. Israel Gutierrez, you buy that?
I mean, as dangerous as this is, I'm riding with Bill Plaschke on this one. I don't think they have a shot with Josh Allen sitting out if he does.
Wow.
And look, it's not like, I mean, they were a double-digit favorite against the Jets with him, and they lost. And you're talking about a Vikings team, by the way, playing with Kirk Cousins at 1 p.m. That's a strong suit for Kirk Cousins, okay? And they are trying to, like, there's something at stake for Minnesota. There's something at stake. They're not feeling great about themselves after having to come back in the fourth quarter all the time. And so, or having to hold on and win in the fourth quarter a lot. So, yeah, I think Buffalo absolutely needs their quarterback. They need to find a rhythm, whether they have him or not. What concerns me is it's a UCL injury. Now, he has had one in the past, so I do know that he probably knows how to handle it. But if this is a more serious issue, or if it gets worse if he does play, then they're going to have bigger problems down the road. So, yeah, I think it's a very difficult decision whether or not.
Plaschke, I'll bring you back in.
It's amazing. Everybody in this show has always said Josh Allen's the greatest. He's the MVP. They can't win without him. And now you're saying they can win without him? Come on. Be consistent.
It's okay. Yes, he could be the greatest and could be an MVP if this injury doesn't ruin that. But this is a really good team. Like, they can afford to get a couple wins without their MVP caliber.
Well, let me ask you about the Minnesota Vikings, because 7-1 is 7-1, Sarah Spain. But you seem to have a lot of doubt on this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's strength of schedule. It's belief in Kirk Cousins when the defense and the game plan against him isn't what he expects. He struggles when he has to react to a defensive setup or a game plan that he doesn't remember from the whiteboard. When things get changed up on Kirk Cousins, I still don't have any proof that he will excel. So when it comes down to actually contending, I do not believe in the
All right, Israel Gutierrez, who you got?
I'm going to take the Vikings in this one. They're my Vikings. I picked them as the best team in the NFC over the Eagles based on not a whole lot of evidence. So I'm taking the Vikings here.
Monica McNutt.
Wow. Doubling down.
Bills Mafia. Give me some tables, baby. Spain. Let's go.
Like I said, I think the Vikings will win this if Josh is out.
And Bill Plaschke.
You know, it's over. The Bills have no chance. Vikings win.
Two first place teams.
They had no running
Sunday
game.
Sunday morning in Germany. Let's talk about that. The one you expected, the first place team you expected, Tampa. It's been a struggle for them this year, but Brady's comeback last week, maybe that has them on the up. And then the first place team you didn't expect, Seattle. They've soared this season because of Geno Smith. So it's a question I'm sure you never thought you'd be asked. The quarterback you have more confidence in on Sunday, Bill, Tom Brady or Geno Smith?
There is no question. I'm going with a quarterback that I just saw lead his team 60 yards for a game-winning touchdown in 44 seconds. A quarterback who has like 300 yard passes without an interception, more than that, his personal record. Quarterback that ranks second in the passing yards. The best player in the history of the NFL. You got to go with Tom Brady. 100,000 passing yards, I'm going against that? And against Geno Smith? I can't believe this is even a question.
Geno
Smith is a nice player.
Congratulations, Tom Brady, on a historic career that appears not to be finishing strong, because I'm using this season, and I'm using all of the metrics. Geno Smith, fourth in QBR, Tom Brady, 16th. Geno Smith, first in completion percentage, Tom Brady, 13th. Geno Smith, third in passer rating, Tom Brady, 13th. His team has a better record. His numbers are better. Tom Brady's pitiful, barely made it win against the Rams that he celebrated right after and then 2 days later on a podcast that his team was embarrassing is not enough to turn around what our eyes have shown us all season about Brady and this Bucs team. Do not let Geno's pass fool you. He is playing better football than almost every quarterback in the league, and certainly Tom Brady.
Flames. Flames on the side of her face. Israel Gutierrez.
Give it to him.
Come on, Izzy. Back me up. Back me up, Izzy.
That's hard to argue, Sarah, but here's where I am so that I'm not caught on national television saying that I would rather have Geno Smith over Tom Brady. So if you look at the question, it was which quarterback would you rather have going in? And so I just look at it as, hey, flip them on each team. If you put Tom Brady on those Seattle on that Seattle team, I'm happier with Tom Brady. Here's why. Geno Smith, if you look at the most passes he's thrown this year, 44 passes. Tom Brady has thrown 44 more passes, more than half of his games, which tells me that team is dependent on him. And so if it was a little bit less on him, he could obviously do wonders and have a Geno Smith type season. So that's my argument.
Wait. Does anybody follow what Israel's saying here?
I believe he's changing the question
exactly.
To which quarterback, independent of his team, would you choose? Which is not the point. The point is who will fare better in this game with the team that they're on.
Monica McNutt.
Ooh,
please.
That wasn't the way it was phrased.
You know, I would totally donate my points to Sarah for that wonderful statistical analysis that she gave us. But I also like to point out this. Geno Smith feels like he gets to be just one of the guys. He doesn't have to try to do too much. We are all making Tom Brady the savior or bust for this Tampa Bay Buccaneers squad. And speaking of his team, Tony, while we're at it, I've got some notes. This is a team that has 27 sacks. They're fourth in the league in sacks. And he's got two guys on his team that are leading in statistical defensive categories when it comes to forced fumbles and solo tackles. So this is a team, and Geno's got better momentum.
Where do we come come down on going to the, book like Monica McNutt did.
It's that
I think
serious.
She pulled it off. I think she pulled it off by telling you she was going to go to the book.
Seahawks or Buccaneers, Lasky, what you got?
Tom Brady over, are you kidding me?
Tom Brady. Bucs. Sarah Spain, you've got Seattle.
Yes.
Israel Gutierrez, you've got Tampa.
I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
I don't even know actually what you have. And Monica McNutt.
I've got Seattle. Come into the future, Plasky.
One more game to focus on right here. Colts at Raiders. You never bet this would be one of the most intriguing weeks and games of the week in Week 10. However, Indy's decision to go with Jeff Saturday as interim coach and Josh McDaniels' hot seat of his own. He goes with no Darren Waller or Hunter Renfro. And remember, Indianapolis is the team McDaniels stood up at the altar a few years ago. So, which coach is under more pressure this week? Which coach do you have more confidence in, Israel? Saturday or McDaniel?
Oh, in terms of confidence, I have zero in both. But in terms of which one has more pressure, it's definitely McDaniels here. I mean, you just look at this Raiders team. Last season was in the playoffs, first and goal from the 9 with a chance to either tie or take the lead against the Bengals, who went on to the Super Bowl here. This was a very disappointing season, at least first half, for McDaniels so far. And given that it's his second head coaching job and didn't do so great toward the end in Denver, probably his last run if this ends in failure.
Monica McNutt.
It's definitely McDaniels that's under more pressure. I mean, the Raiders have been giving out 17-point comebacks to other teams like they're Oprah giving away cars. Saturday has said, this is new to me. I may be good. I may not be. It's not Saturday. It's McDaniels.
You know you always have to pay the taxes on the car. So at least the Vegas is charging the other team the taxes on those wins. Bill Plaschke, how about you?
I got to agree. It's McDaniels. He's in a no-win situation. And if Saturday's got no expectations at all, McDaniels has to win this game.
You believe it's he doesn't have the job situation if they lose this game to a...
Yeah, absolutely. If he loses to this coach, to this new coach who doesn't know what he's doing, yes, he can fire.
And Sarah Spain.
Just to buoy what everyone's saying, McDaniels has lost 23 of his last 30 games as a head coach. They've blown 3 games with a 17-point or more lead. He had a linebacker retire midseason at 28, in addition to the guys going on IR, likely just to save him for a season that matters. It's McDaniels. He has to save his job.
Derek Payne, 13. Monica McNutt, 10. Bill Plaschke, 8. Israel Gutierrez, 1.
How come you let her read? How come you let Monica read?
By herself.
That's against the rules.
You get a mute.
I'm the youngest.
You get a mute.
Got me cheered.
You get a mute. You get a mute.
Around the Horn is presented by Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Kyrie Irving's 5-game minimum suspension could expire this weekend. He'd be eligible to play Sunday versus the Lakers. Nets team owner Joe Tsai, in meetings with Kyrie that have been deemed productive, said he doesn't hold any anti-Jewish beliefs. Adam Silver yesterday saying he has no doubt Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic. But Silver continuing that remorse will best come by the conditions that are agreed upon as opposed to imposed upon him. Those six steps that were set in play by the Nets have now come under scrutiny. It was LeBron James posting yesterday that Kyrie apologized he should be able to play. So, Israel, are the six steps too much? Do you agree with LeBron that he apologized he should play?
No. No, I don't agree with LeBron. And frankly, I don't really want to hear from players who didn't condemn anti-Semitism when Kyrie first posted that. And now we're only chiming in about the penalty. So it really doesn't matter to me what LeBron says. But here's where I am when it comes to Kyrie Irving after the Adam Silver comments and after the Joe Tsai comments. It seems pretty clear that in a private setting, Kyrie is a little bit better at explaining himself and sort of fleshing out these thoughts that he has. And those people who are there come away with the thought that, okay, we get where you're coming from. But he has this stubborn approach when it comes to the media and admitting mistakes, right? Because in this social media age, we're all sort of growing up very publicly. And it's okay to make a mistake as long as you can admit that mistake. And it seems like Kyrie does not want to admit the mistake of posting something very harmful that he probably didn't watch first. So if he's doing that privately and not publicly, it just goes to show you how sort of an imperfect activist he is, sort of growing as we go. And it's okay to say, hey, I made a mistake and move on. It doesn't take away all your credibility when it comes to any of these subjects.
Monica McNutt.
I am somewhere between LeBron and I guess myself. I do think there was more work for Kyrie to do other than this apology that we saw posted on Instagram. But even before the assignment came down in terms of the conditions to return to play, I questioned, what is the protocol when guys inevitably stick their foot in their mouths or say something that offends a group of people? It can't be solely based on the emotions involved, whether it be owners or the league office itself. So I'm glad that there is some conversation. I think imposed and agreed upon are two very important words in this conversation as we move forward.
Sarah Spain.
I think we're looking at this too surface level. I agree with what Izzy's saying, but I don't think it is a mistake of not knowing what he shared. He has said some things that make it clear he understands underlying messages in the film that are also shared in comments by Alex Jones about a secret leadership of the world run by Jewish people who have unfairly claimed the known birthright of blacks as the true chosen ones of God. That's why when they asked him point blank, do you have anti-Semitic views? He did not say no. He said, I cannot be anti-Semitic because I know where I come from. He is arguing that he is the true chosen one of God and one of the true Jewish faith, and therefore he can't be anti-Semitic against himself. He's hiding behind semantics. Who have we actually heard from on this? Other people saying he doesn't have those views. When he was asked point blank, he did not say no. All we've seen is a statement that someone else probably wrote. So until we see that he actually goes through the education to say the Holocaust did happen, the words that I am defending, the film I'm sharing, the Alex Jones clip I'm sharing, that leads to violence against Jewish people. That leads to denial of a gruesome history that he hasn't learned, and it doesn't matter how many other people believe that he doesn't believe bad things.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, I think the suspension was warranted, and I think, you know, he should be away from basketball for as long as it takes for him to figure this out. Very disappointed that since the suspension came down, Adam Silver's defending him. LeBron James called it hurtful information. Anti-Semitism is more than hurtful information. And Adam Silver, I can't believe that. Of course he's going to tell you he's not anti-Semitic. You're his boss. He wants to get back on the court. The whole thing makes me sick that everybody's trying to whitewash this when, again, it's clear what's happening. It's clear he needs to be off the
court. Monica, what are you thinking right now?
You know, this is a layered conversation and it's nuanced, and Kyrie didn't use any nuance when he introduced this thing. Obviously, the Holocaust was real. Obviously, the Jewish people and religion have been through things in our country. And I hate the idea of whataboutism because I have been whataboutist when I bring things to the table. But guys, I just feel like the chosen people versus what we see by Jewish identity versus what one may believe in their heart. Like, there's just so much to this. And if Kyrie didn't read this book, but the idea was, let me help black people do some research, poor choice. But the idea that black people have gone through things in this country is also very
real. That's Spain.
Yeah, but that the problem, Monica, is if you're directing people to something that is full of disinformation and arguing, go do some research, you are spreading hateful lies that have and continue to lead to violence against other people. I hate whataboutism too, but if someone had repeated what Kanye West recently did in the NBA and said that slavery was a choice, Do you think that people would be coming to that person's defense and just saying, oh, they're, you know, they're still figuring things out? No, he has to learn that denying reality and history is damaging and dangerous, not just, oh, I'm going to flippantly share things.
So we agree that there's lots to learn here. And as I said, I just think whatever the conditions to return to play, there needs to be a protocol as we move forward, because I do agree there's punishment worthy here. I don't know if I agree in being, I guess, singled out may be the wrong phrase, because this is his actions that we're dealing with. But I just don't want this to be, oh, we're highly emotional, here go a bunch of things for you to do. How do we think this through to really impact change?
Real last word.
I just want to be clear that what I called the mistake is not necessarily Kyrie's beliefs or anything that he's trying to, any path that he's trying to take us down. It was that movie in particular, which, again, people have said, CJ McCollum has said that he did not watch. And so that part has the dangerous elements in it. So, and you could argue the Alex Jones clip is a dangerous element as well, because if you're going to back something, you better have a better person than Alex Jones as your best support. And so that I'm not condemning what Kyrie or the path of thinking that he is going, just this mistake. And frankly, this is what the crux of the issue is. This is what the NBA has been dealing with, answering his response by making that post of that move.
Right. That was real, guys. Thank you for that conversation. Bill Plash, Gisra Gutierrez. Have a great weekend. Sarah Spain, Monica McNutt will be our final two. 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Germany, USA last night. Lindsey Horan's bicycle attempt, so close, but no. In the 80s, the U.S. was down a goal. It was Rapinoe to tie it, but an even later goal allowed, giving the U.S. women's national team three straight losses for the first time since 1993. Sarah Spain, panic time, and what's the malfunction here?
It's panic time. Other countries have caught up to us because we inspired them to invest. We have a ton of young players that need to figure out that you don't walk on that field and win right away. And we have a coach who needs to demand more accountability and be tougher on his players.
Monica McNutt?
I'm going to go urgent time, maybe not panic. I mean, this is a team that is very talented. You've got a bunch of tremendous players who had great NWSL seasons, but the group as a collective still needs to get some chemistry going and find out their identity.
Urgent time? Is that a thing? Urgent time?
I'm not panicked.
Not like
it's
an 80s song.
Showdown 2. Jack Eichel's return to Buffalo last night. So there was a whole bunch of chants going his direction from the Sabres fans. You suck, chants. But he scored a hat trick, Monica. Is this officially winning the breakup?
I mean, yeah, it's also the same way I react when you take away points from me, Tony Reale, because it doesn't matter.
It motivates you more. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, the best part, it wasn't just the hat trick, but afterwards, I guess it took me showing up for them to pay attention and get excited. I love it. Just rumming it in afterwards. Perfection.
Sarah Spain, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Speaking of perception and perspective, I'm looking at the City Edition NBA jerseys, and I'm trying to figure out if the right people were not in the room to talk to Charlotte about their jerseys that display the airport code CLT.
Careful.
Or if they thought Careful. That maybe they would get more sales because of the excitement or the elusive nature of the jersey.
Careful.
When people do find it, will they buy it? Is it just a social media hubbub that won't result in sales? I myself, not a fan. I think I would want to be in that room and come up with a better design. But hey, if the money comes pouring in, I guess well done.
Yep, that's Sarah Spain FaceTime, that's for sure.
All jerseys should have
Airport
codes.
Thank you.
I love it.
We're on a 71 and a half hour break. We'll see you Monday.